चलिए शुरू करते हैं।
चलिए
शुरू
शुरू
करें।
करते हैं। सो हेलो गाइस, वेलकम बैक टू दिस चैनल। राजा आई वुड से हेलो चैनल, वेलकम बैक टू दिस गाइस। सो लाफिंग अपार्ट, दिस इज़ द पायलट एपिसोड ऑफ आवर टेक्नो गीक्स पॉडकास्ट। सो दिस इज़ एन इनफॉर्मल बट एन वेरी एजुकेशनल इन द सेंस ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी। हियर वी विल बी शेयरिंग अ लॉट ऑफ फन एंड इनसाइट्स ऑन द टेक्नोलॉजी दैट वी गेन। एंड वी हियर आर द थ्री होस्ट फॉर टूडे। हाई, दिस इज अथर्व। देन वी हैव रिजा विथ अस। देन वी हैव अंकुर। सो टूडे वी विल बी डिस्कसिंग अबाउट अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स। सो फर्स्ट लेट्स गो टू रिजा। इज देर एनीथिंग अबाउट गूगल? डू यू हैव एनी इन्फॉर्मेशन अबाउट गूगल टू?
Yes, Atharva, there is a news coming from the Google that Google is bringing some changes to its developer program policy that will restrict the use of high risk or sensitive permissions, including the access to the list of apps installed on an Android device by any app. In simple words, no app will be allowed to access the installed app inventory on an Android device until it is necessary for it to undertake its core user functionality. Google says that if a developer's app does not meet the requirement for acceptable use, they must remove the app from the app's manifest to comply with the new policy. As per a post by Google on its Play Console help support page, the changes in the developer program policy will come into effect on May 5. The company says that this is done because Google Play regards the device inventory of installed app queried from a user's device as a personal and sensitive information. If a developer's app does not meet the requirement for acceptable use of app inventory, they must remove it from the app's manifest. In case the app meets the policy requirements for acceptable use of the app inventory, they are required to declare the high risk permission using the declaration form in the Play Console. If app failed to meet policy requirement or developers do not submit a declaration form, the app may be removed from Google Play. The declaration must be revised and updated with the accurate information in case there are changes in order to comply with the policy changes.
बढ़िया है यार, मतलब basically Google is looking out for people's privacy.
Yeah.
Nice, nice. It's good. So, is there anything more about Google, Ankur? Do you have any information about that?
It's not particularly Google, but something related to Google and Samsung. So, news coming like that. The Google Pixel phones that usually get the generation of Android OS update rather than any other companies at the same time. Meanwhile, the most famous Korean giant company, Samsung, wins the race every month when it comes to security patch updates. As always, the Korean phone maker released the April 2021 security patch to a number of Galaxy devices, including their smartphones and the tablet. It is important to mention that Samsung has already started rolling out the latest security patch of April 5 days ahead of this month. The company has also delivered the security patch to its several flagship and mid-range smartphones. And on the other hand, as comparing to Google, the Pixel phones will start getting the security update from April 5, which shows that Samsung is even faster than Google's official speed. So this is what I got a news from Google. Come
this
Samsung.
Is great. Matlab, Samsung is going at a whoosh speed than Google. Nice, nice, nice. It's good to hear that. But right now, there is a big pandemic. Pandemic not related to COVID, but related to chipsets, related to silicon. So, is there any update for that?
Yes, the famous company TSMC or Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company said in Thursday that they are planning to invest nearly $100 billion, converted to 7 crores 33 lakh.
7 crore, bhai itna paisa?
7 crore 33 lakh 620 over the
that's
next
really
week.
Huge.
Yes, that's really huge. And further continuing, they said that they will invest this amount in the further next 3 years to meet the soaring demands as a global shortage of chipset that hits the auto on the other industry. Like recently, a news came like the famous Elon Musk company Tesla felt shortage of their chipsets in their electric vehicles. So the Model S and the X were halted for a month due to chipset shortage. So the announcement came after the US chip titan Intel unveiled plans last week to spend $20 billion, roughly 146.750 crore, building two new plants in Arizona as a part to plan boost production at home and in Europe. Intel's move come in countries and companies in those regions that are looking to reduce reliance on plants in Asia for semiconductor, which are used in growing array of products such as cars. So this is what I had, a news related to the chipsets.
Okay, nice. So ऐसा लगता है कि chipsets तो अभी वापस आ जाएंगे, तो जैसे धीरे धीरे chipsets आ रहे वैसे वैसे मोबाइल के releases तो कभी रुकने वाले हैं नहीं. So talking about mobiles which are getting released this particular month. So the releases are ranging from all the companies, like starting from Realme to Oppo, Vivo and Samsung. So let's start with Realme. So Realme is launching Realme 8 5G. So this particular phone will be having a specification for the particular 4G model I will be talking about right now. It will be a 6.4 inch full HD plus display, which will be an super AMOLED panel. And surely they will be obviously launching a 5G ready Qualcomm, a 5G ready Qualcomm or an MediaTek chipset system, which presumably will be a very dense chipset, to be honest. And now coming about the specifications around the phone. So at the back of this particular phone, there will be complete four cameras. For the primary shooter, it will be a 64 megapixel and there will be an ultra wide of 8 megapixel. And there will be a two small cameras, which would be the 2 megapixel macro lens or 2 megapixel depth sensor. And obviously at the front of this particular phone, we have a 16 megapixel selfie camera. And this particular puppy is packing a 5000 mAh battery and which is getting charged at 30 watts. So it's a good kind of mixture of specifications at this particular point in time. Now coming to IQ or what we can say IQ. So this particular mobile phone, they are launching IQ 7 and IQ Neo 5. So first I'll be coming to IQ 7. So IQ 7 was particularly launched in China earlier this year, but soon it will be launched overall in the the global market. So the screen size is about 6.62 inches. It is an FHD plus AMOLED panel, just like usual. But the unusual here that we can look at is the 120 Hertz display. This particular puppy is packing a Qualcomm Snapdragon, the newest one, 888 chipset, that is a 888 chipset, and which is particularly coupled with a 12GB RAM and a 256GB storage. This particular device is having a 4000 mAh battery and supports fast charging of completely whooping 120 watts. So it's gonna charge fast and stay longer on the pitch. So taking it back to the camera, it has a 48 megapixel sensor and a 13 megapixel telephoto with a 2x optical zoom. And this particular one has also a 13 megapixel ultra wide at the front. We have a simple 16 megapixel selfie module. And this particular, this particular device has a good connectivity, I would say. It has a Wi-Fi 6 module, Bluetooth version 5.2. GPS is a mandatory stuff right now, but this also has an NFC support, and this particular device has a Type-C port, and also it has an in-display fingerprint scanner. So now coming to the IQ Neo 5 or IQ Neo 5. So this particular puppy is, let's say, similar to IQ 7. It was launched in China quite a while ago in this particular year itself, but this particular it has the similar screen to the IQ 7, but this one has an HDR 0 plus certified support for this screen, which has a peak brightness of 1300 nits. So bahut zyada bright rehne wala ye phone. Or this particular phone has a chipset of Qualcomm Snapdragon 870 SoC. So SoC chipset hai, uske sath कौन सा रैम लगाया है वो भी काफ़ी इंपॉर्टेंट रहता है. सो दे हैव बिन कपल्ड अप टू 12GB ऑफ LPDDR4 रैम एंड स्टोरेज भी काफ़ी अच्छा खासा 256GB का मिल रहा है. बट ऑब्वियसली विद दिस पर्टिकुलर डिवाइस यू विल नीड अ लॉट ऑफ पावर. सो इट इज़ बीइंग सपोर्टेड बाय 4000 mAh बैटरी एंड नॉट अ लॉट ऑफ पावर बीइंग डिलीवर्ड टू इट. 60W का चार्जर मिल रहा है एंड चार कैमरा की ज़रूरत नहीं है, तो तीन कैमरा दिए हुए हैं, तीन कैमरा में काम हो जाता है यूजुअली. यहाँ पे हम लोग को मिल रहा है एक 48 मेगापिक्सल का प्राइमरी सेंसर, जिसके साथ हम लोग को एक सिमिलर काइंड ऑफ सेटअप मिल रहा है जहाँ पे हमारा है 13 मेगापिक्सल का अल्ट्रा वाइड और 2 मेगापिक्सल का मैक्रो लेंस. एंड सिमिलर टू द सेल्फी कैमरा ऑल्सो वी हैव अ 16 मेगापिक्सल मॉड्यूल एट द फ्रंट. नाउ कमिंग टू द साइड, अनदर साइड ऑफ दिस पर्टिकुलर कंपनी वीवो. सो वीवो इज सून लॉन्चिंग द V21 Pro. सो इट इज हैविंग अ 6.44 इंच फुल एच डी प्लस एमोलेड डिस्प्ले विथ अ HDR10+ सपोर्ट, स्नैपड्रैगन 765 SoC, 8GB RAM एंड 128GB स्टोरेज. सो इट्स ऑल्सो अ रियली नाइस कॉन्फिगरेशन. और इसके साथ बैटरी 4000 mAh की मिल रही है एंड 33 वॉट का फास्ट चार्जिंग का सपोर्ट है. सो बेसिकली ऐसा है कि वीवो इज़ कमिंग आउट विद अ वीवो V21 Pro एंड V21 SE. सो इट्स लाइक ट्राइंग टू रीच ऑल द प्राइस पॉइंट्स, मतलब हर एक बंदे के पॉकेट में छेद करने का सोच के आए हैं ये लोग. सो अनदर साइड कमिंग टू नोकिया नाउ. सो नोकिया इज़ ऑल्सो लॉन्चिंग अ न्यू फोन. या सो दिस पर्टिकुलर वन इज कमिंग एट एन एंट्री लेवल स्मार्टफोन, सो इट इज़ गोना बी अ बिट ऑन द चीपर साइड. सो दिस पर्टिकुलर हैज़ एन चिपसेट ऑफ स्नैपड्रैगन 460 एंड 4GB RAM और 64GB का स्टोरेज मिल रहा है, 4000 mAh की बैटरी एंड इट्स नॉट अ फास्ट चार्जिंग फोन आई वुड से, बट 10 वॉट का चार्जर मिल रहा है साथ में. एंड फॉर द कैमरा आई वुड से इट्स अ 2 कैमरा सेटअप एट द बैक विच इज़ अ इट्स अ 3 कैमरा सेटअप. 48 मेगापिक्सल का मेन सेंसर है, 8 मेगापिक्सल का अल्ट्रा वाइड है एंड 2 मेगापिक्सल का मैक्रो सेंसर है. सो ऑल्सो नोकिया इज लॉन्चिंग 2 new phones विच इज़ नोकिया X10 एंड X20. सो नॉट अ लॉट हैज़ चेंज्ड. नोकिया X20 इज़ लाइकली टू बी अ 5G सपोर्टेड सिस्टम एंड इट वुड बी हैविंग एन स्नैपड्रैगन 480 चिपसेट. And X10 will be running around a mid-tier or an entry-level MediaTek chipset, and both will be having around a 4GB of RAM and 64GB storage. Now coming back to Realme, actually Realme is launching more 3 phones this time. So it will be Realme C20, C21 and C25.
It's so the budget.
I guess might be referring to something. Do you have an intel on that, Ankur? What does this C refer to?
See, basically Realme is divided into many categories. As we know, the budget category starts at the C series, and the premium series is the X. The premium series is the X series, and coming to the mid range, they have the normal series like the iPhones, like Realme 6 series, 7 series, 8 series, like that. So basically, the C series are basically a competitor with the Redmi series, we can say.
So Realme. So they are trying to come up with a line of mobiles which is competitive to the Xiaomi's Redmi series, right?
Yes, it's a clean competitor. It's a clean competitor to that.
Okay, nice. I can see here that we particularly have these 3 phones coming out, which is particularly like for the C20, the Realme C20. It is a 6.5-inch HD plus IPS LCD panel. So, yeah, it is a budget phone, we can say, through the screen screen specification here. For the processor, it has a MediaTek Helio G35 SoC, and this particular has a 2GB RAM and 32GB internal storage setup. And the camera setup is a bit of a simpler one. It is an 8 megapixel main camera and a 5 megapixel selfie module. And this particular one has a similar battery setup of 4000 mAh of battery and particularly charging at 10 watts. Now coming to Realme C21. So C21 was not launched quite a long ago, but we can say that this particular one can keep itself apart with the camera setup. It has a 13 megapixel primary sensor, 2 megapixel macro lens and a 2 megapixel black and white sensor at its back. And mainly it is identical to its brother C20 by looking at other specifications, like it has the same display, the same processor. But we have 3GB RAM and 32GB storage, which also comes with a 5000 mAh battery and a 10W charger. But this particular puppy packs a rear mounted fingerprint sensor. Now coming to the Realme C25. So C25 brings a lot of upgrades rather than the C20 and C21. So this particular one is a big upgrade because this has a Helios G70 chipset. which would be coupled with 4 GB RAM and 128 GB storage and a battery of 6000 mAh. And with this particular big battery, we kind of have a middle size charger, which is an 18-watt fast charging support. And this particular one has a rear camera of 48 megapixels, 2 megapixel macro lens, and a 2 megapixel black and white sensor. And particularly, it packs not a big of a sensor at the front, but it's an 8 megapixel sensor. Now coming to Samsung, oh my god, Samsung is back here again. बहुत ही ज़्यादा चलता है इनका. So particularly Samsung ने इस बार M series और F series और A series हर जगह पे ध्यान दिया हुआ है. Recently Samsung also launched Samsung Galaxy A52, but right now we will be looking at Samsung Galaxy M42. So M42 is coming with 5G sooner, but right now this particular device has a 64 megapixel primary camera, a 6000 mAh battery, 128 GB storage, and particularly it is being rumored that Galaxy M42 5G will be kind of similar to Galaxy A42 5G, which is which was recently launched. Hence I guess they will be looking forward to using the Snapdragon 750G chipset.
It's strange to say that Samsung is competing with their own brand, the recently launched A52, Samsung A52. It's same, okay, brother. The price will be exactly same, I'm telling you. But it is coming with the Snapdragon 720G. That's a 2-year-old chipset. It lacks 5G and it having only a 4500 mAh battery.
So basically, Samsung kabhi kabhi khud ke pair pe kuladi maar bhi leta hai.
kulhadi maar leta hai, but dekh, the A42 won't be launching in India for sure. Okay, the replacement is the M42, as M series is highly popular in India.
True.
But and coming to that, cost cutting in M series as compared to A series by not providing a full-fledged One UI software is based on One UI core, and basically One UI core is that it does not have that NOC support. But exactly, baki sab same hai. But I don't know what Samsung aisa kyun kar raha hai. I mean, there is also a rumor that the A52 5G might also come, but not sooner for sure.
Samsung ko dekh ke man to zarur karta hai ki puche unko karna kya chahte ho.
Exactly.
So now later let's continue with the smartphone updates. So we soon will be seeing a Samsung Galaxy F12, which has a 4 camera setup. So this particular one is packing a 6.5-inch HD plus LCD panel. So it's an LCD panel which is being coupled with an octa-core Exynos 850 chipset, which is having a 3 GB RAM and I guess will be having up to a 128 GB internal storage. This particular one will be having it's a 4 camera setup. So it is having a 13 megapixel primary camera, a 5 megapixel ultra wide, a 2 megapixel macro and a 2 megapixel depth unit. I guess 2 megapixel macro is in kind of useless sensor, but okay, let's say it's just a camera, you know, it's fine.
It's just
then
a camera,
in the front,
brother.
We have an 8 megapixel sensor which handles selfie, and this particular puppy has a 6000 mAh battery, and for this one it has a 15-watt fast charging support. Now continuing with the F series of Samsung, we have an F02S launch. So F02S might be the pronunciation. Am I correct, Ankur?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay, so this particular one is packing a Qualcomm Snapdragon 450 SoC with particularly coupled with a 3 GB RAM, and this particular one will be running on Android 10 OS and having a display of it would be an HD plus display. So a simpler phone on this side. And this particular phone has a 3 camera setup. It's a triple camera setup of 13 megapixel primary sensor, a 2 megapixel macro and a 2 megapixel depth sensor. And in the front we have a 5 megapixel selfie camera, and it would be paired with a 5000 mAh battery which supports up to 15 watts of charging. Now coming to Mi 11 Ultra, oh my god, Ankur, I guess you should be doing justice to it.
So yes, the Mi 11 Ultra is set to launch in India with a starting price of only 70,000 rupees.
बहुत ही सस्ता है.
it will be one of the most expensive Xiaomi phones that will be launching in India. And the direct competition is the OnePlus 9 Pro. Because the OnePlus 9 Pro starts at 65,000, this is starting at 70,000. So further continuing, Xiaomi has offered features in this phone such as including a 50 megapixel primary Samsung GN2 camera sensor, a quad HD AMOLED display, a secondary display at the back of the phone that I will speak later, and a Qualcomm Snapdragon 888 SoC on the Mi 11 Ultra to making a compelling flagship against the OnePlus 9 Pro. So, coming to the display, Xiaomi has offered a high-end specification display that has a screen size of 6.81 inches at Quad HD E4 Plus AMOLED quad curve primary display. Quad curve, basically, it's curved all on the four ends. With the Snapdragon, both, we can say that, but I'll speak later about the display more. It has a Snapdragon 888, a triple camera setup with 50 megapixel sensor. And yeah, coming to the display, the phone supports a 1.1 inch AMOLED display at the back of the phone that is attached to the camera sensor. So basically, we can take a high-end quality selfies from the back camera of that 50 megapixels. This is just a 1.1 inch display, just like our smart band supports. It's that much small, but it's an AMOLED display. So further continuing, it supports 5G features and a 67 watt wired charging and a wireless charging that also support, that also is 65 watts of wireless charging. IP68 water certification to attract the customers. So Xiaomi has partnered with Amazon India for selling the Mi 11 Ultra online along with their Mi authorized store shortly after its official launch, which is planned around this April month of 23 or the 24th. The company is also expected to soon kick off some offline or online campaigns to create some hype for the new smartphones. So coming to the views on my smartphone, this is one of a health smartphone, okay? Because it has, coming to the display, as Atharva said, like, charo taraf se gol hai. So both side curves are like normal, that Samsung started a trend with their S7 or the S7 Edge. But a four side curve means the top and the bottom bezels are not in uniform shape, like the edges. When we see a flat phone, the edges are like uniform. But in this, the edges won't be uniform.
So basically, har jagah se ye phone ke body ke andar chala jayega display.
We can say like that it's not like a 90 degree curve. It's like for the styling.
Like kind it, it of, should matlab, it will smoothly blend inside the phone back again.
Okay. Yeah, we can say that. And also, this phone has like two variants, one with a glass back and one with a real leather with a glass back texture like that. So in India, I'm expecting to get the glass back as the leather one might cost like crazy because it's made up of real leather.
True, bro.
So I'm not, yes, and the clean, like now OnePlus and Xiaomi will have a great competition between this because both phones are great in their own terms. Like that,
yeah, true, bro.
Yes,
so I guess. Is there any update? I guess iPhone is launching soon, right? The iPhone 13 series,
yeah, just 5 months away.
Yeah, so I guess the iPhone 13 series is having a smaller notch, they say, and it will be having an in display fingerprint scanner. And obviously, Apple is moving towards a portless charging system, so yeah. This particular Apple 13 series is expected to start at a price of whopping $69,990. And it will be having a top model at least, I would say, 1.5 lakhs. So yeah, barely a big hole in pocket, I would say. And this particular smartphone is also expected to have an A15 Bionic chip with a combination of a touch and face ID and a high refresh rate display with bigger batteries and hopefully up to 1 TB of the internal storage and more maybe. and took looking at the models which will be launching in this particular series, I would say it's iPhone 13, 13 mini, 13 pro, and yes, the big mega, the 13 pro max.
Yes, and also recently a rumor came that before this, Apple might launch a phone which will be known as the iPhone 12s. It's rumored like that. So in that phone, the in-display fingerprint scanner, or the Apple called is a Touch ID, can be used there. To
so
as a
it
expert.
Would be like a test for the iPhone 13, I would say.
Yes, but I'm not sure. Will that phone launch in India or not? But it's a rumor as of now, and because of that, the I wish that Apple wo pura notch nikal deta, but at least they're thinking it. So let's see when the design leak will come surely in next one to two months. We'll get to know the design leaks. So let's see how Apple does it this year.
बढ़िया यार, मतलब इस पर्टिकुलर महीने में काफ़ी सारे फ़ोन्स निकल रहे हैं, और रूमर्स जो है वो अगर ट्रू हो जाए तो ये महीना तो काफ़ी इंटरेस्टिंग रहेगा यार मोबाइल फ़ोन्स के दुनिया के लिए.
yes,
और
yes,
कुछ
yes,
नया अपडेट है मोबाइल फ़ोन के दुनिया का?
यस एक्चुअली अथर्व, देर इज़ अ ह्यूज ग्रेट गुड न्यूज एंड अपडेट फॉर द गेम लवर्स हु वांट्स टू प्ले गेम ऑन स्मार्टफोन. एक्चुअली लिनोवो'स लीजन 2 प्रो गेमिंग स्मार्टफोन इज कमिंग ऑन अप्रैल 8, and it will have 6.92 inches and 144Hz E4 AMOLED display made by Samsung. The panel will have 2460x1080p resolution. Legion 2 Pro would use a Snapdragon 888 chipset thanks to Geekbench leak, but Lenovo confirmed the chipset itself through its Weibo profile. The Snapdragon 888 will be cooled by twin fans, a first on a gaming phone, which should make the Lenovo Legion 2 Pro the most impressively cooled gaming phone around. Legion 2 Pro made it to the Master LU benchmark, revealing 16GB and 512GB configuration of the upcoming core. There will also be 12 120GB and 12 256GB to choose from. Also, there is also a rumor that Sony could launch the Xperia 1/3 generation or the Xperia Compact that rivals the iPhone 12 mini. At that event, report demonstrate that the 1/3 will have a periscope zoom lens, and Tech Radar recently published what could be the full specs. It's for the most part what's normal from a leader Android telephone: Snapdragon 888, 12GB of memory, and 5G and 4K 120Hz screen.
तो मतलब काफी बढ़िया स्पेसिफिकेशन आ रहा है उसमें भी.
यस आ तो रहा है, बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली दिस फोन वोंट कम टू इंडिया एज सोनी इज डेड इन इंडिया रिगार्डिंग द स्मार्टफोन. एंड कमिंग टू दिस,
दर्द थोड़ा अलग है जिंदगी में.
यस या बट कमिंग टू दिस लीजियन गेमिंग फोन, दिस इज वन ऑफ अ हेल्प फोन टू गिव द कंपटीशन टू द ROG फोन 5 इफ इट इज लॉन्चिंग इन इंडिया, बिकॉज़ dedicated fan in a smartphone means the cooling system would be so good and the gaming would be flawless if it's coming to India.
Let's just hope.
Because
India
even
PUBG lovers to bahut khush ho jayenge, because yes guys, PUBG wapas aa raha hai. So
PUBG wapas aa raha hai, and also even ROG phone 5 didn't have a dedicated cooling fan. They had just a copper liquid to cool that. So it will be great if Lenovo launches with a bang in India, because currently Lenovo is dead in terms
yeah,
of smartphone.
Lenovo needs to like buckle up their seats,
because this phone is
makeup karke aana padega unko,
because ye jo phone hai iska rumored pricing just came around 45,000. 45,000 mein this spec phone is like a beast, because even the ROG phone 5 starts at 50k.
matlab wo aise saste mein mast wala cheez rahega ye cheez.
let's see, agar Lenovo India ne laya to achhi baat
hai, agar India mein aata hai to.
बिकॉज अभी रूमर्स भी आ रहे हैं कि पबजी वापस आने वाला है नेक्स्ट 2 months. सो अगर ये फोन आया तो गेमर्स के लिए तो इट्स लाइक
जन्नत है,
बिकॉज इसके अंदर इतना रैम है कि एडिटिंग भी हो सकता है, लाइव स्ट्रीमिंग भी हो सकता है, सब कुछ हो सकता है.
मतलब बेसिकली मुझे एक नया लैपटॉप नहीं लेना पड़ेगा स्ट्रीमिंग करने के लिए, अपने फोन से स्ट्रीम कर लो, एडिट कर लो, सब कर लो.
बिकॉज स्टोरेज भी है, 512 GB तक स्टोरेज है, और क्या ही चाहिए.
जिंदगी में और क्या
और
ही
क्या ही
चाहिए?
चाहिए।
चाहिए तो एक चीज है, वेरिएबल्स। तो वेरिएबल का कोई अपडेट है क्या?
यस अथर्व, आई हैव वन अपडेट। सो द मोस्ट फेमस वॉच ब्रांड कैशियो फाइनली कमिंग टू द स्मार्ट वॉच कैटेगरी। सो कैशियो लॉन्च्ड अ वॉच जी शॉक GHW H1000। दिस इज द मॉडल नेम व्हिच इज प्राइस्ड एट 60,000 इंडियन रुपीस और रफली $700। सो द कमिंग टू द स्पेसिफिकेशन, दिस इज फर्स्ट जी शॉक वॉच ऑफ द जी स्क्वाड लाइनअप दैट इज पावर्ड बाय गूगल्स वेयर ओएस। इट इज इक्विप्ड विद अ 1.2 इंच कैपेसिटिव टच स्क्रीन डुअल लेयर डिस्प्ले। अनफॉर्चुनेटली द डिस्प्ले इज नॉट एमोलेड, इट्स अ TFT LCD which has a resolution of 360 by 360 pixels, and the secondary display will act as a monochrome LCD. Monochrome LCD means when we won't be using the watch. Coming to the monochrome display, the monochrome display will act as a always on display, means when we won't use the watch, it won't drain the battery and we can use it as a normal watch. And also it will have inbuilt maps, notification, sensor data, and other information. The Wear OS watch will work with both Android and iOS devices. So the app that will be used is the Casio original app that will be built into the watch that provides for 15 outdoor activities, including the basic workouts such as running, cycling, and best part is that in this COVID situation, Casio has provided 24 indoor workout options. And it also allows the wearer to add many more such workouts, and it is waterproof up to 200 meters, and that is complete waterproof. And generally, what this watch is having like a 100 meter waterproof for 30 minutes, but it is total waterproof watch. So this is one of the great watches launching at a whopping price of 60,000. So this is what I had.
वो आई गेस वो जो इतना पैसा पे करेंगे उसके वर्थ होना भी चाहिए, बिकॉज़ इतने सारे फीचर्स दे दिए, सो इट शुड बी वर्थ इट।
या बट एक बड़े कॉन है कि लाइक वी हैव हम लोग के जेब से 60,000 कट रहा है, बट एटलीस्ट प्रोवाइड एमोलेड डिस्प्ले। इट इज लाइक
अ स्टार्ट बडी, इट इज अ स्टार्ट, हो जाएगा कुछ टाइम में। कैशियो का कैसा है, वो धीरे धीरे ट्रेंड के साथ कैच अप करता है, बिकॉज इट्स एन ओल्ड स्कूल कंपनी आई वुड से, तो मे बी उनको टाइम लगेगा।
Maybe, yeah, but the price in US is cheaper by 10,000. It's like 50,000 in US, and in India it's 60,000.
Yeah, I see.
That's acceptable.
Update mila that Noise is releasing a new earbuds. So they are releasing this Noise Buds Play, which has been particularly launched at an introductory price of 3,000 rupees. That is 2,999. But surely this particular price will be higher than that, because obviously online offline mein cost tha thoda difference aata hi hai. So this particular earphones are coming with particularly a pebble shaped charging case, and this particular is a futuristic design I would say, but kind of similar to the Apple AirPods Pro. And this particularly earphones are equipped with a 10 millimeter dynamic drivers and come with the particular tech of true bass tech. So I guess that is a good earphone for that particular price, I would say.
Yes, it's a direct competition to the OnePlus Buds Z, if I'm not wrong, because that also had the same 10mm dynamic drive and the true bass technology. Yeah, but the design is different, and also it is rumored that this earphones might come with a slight noise cancellation. So if it's working properly, then it will be a great deal. But if you are getting at the price of 3,000, it will be a killer deal. 3,000 mein mila. So, and Noise is a very popular brand, and especially Noise and brands such as Noise both are highly popular in India for their wearables, such as the earphones, TWS, or even both are launching their smart bands also, fitness bands also. So yeah, it's a good earphone.
So basically, इनको इंडियन मार्केट कैप्चर करना है, एंड अगर ये लोग इस पर्टिकुलर प्राइस रेंज पे अच्छा परफॉर्मेंस दे पाए, मतलब अगर वो लोग 10mm के ड्राइवर्स को यूज़ करके अगर अच्छा बेस डिलीवर कर पाए, अच्छा म्यूजिक डिलीवर कर पाए, एंड ऑब्वियसली नॉइस कैंसिलेशन भी अगर उसी पर्टिकुलर ईयरफोन में आ जाएगा, तो वो उस पर्टिकुलर प्राइस रेंज का एक बहुत तगड़ा वाला कॉम्पिटिशन जनरेट करेगा। तो मेरे हिसाब से आई गेस इट्स अ गुड थिंग दैट पर्टिकुलरली ऐसे कंपनीज जो इंडियन मार्केट में काफ़ी पॉपुलर है, वो ऐसा कोई एक प्रोडक्ट लेके आते हैं जो इंडियन मार्केट के तरफ थोड़ा ज़्यादा टारगेटेड हो, बिकॉज ऑब्वियसली उनके कॉम्पिटिशन आर विद द इंटरनेशनल मार्केट. सो या आई गेस इट इज़ अ गुड कॉम्पिटिशन.
Yes, and it's a true fact that see most of us Indians don't can't I won't say afford means don't want to spend that much money on the AirPods 2 or the AirPods Pro. The AirPods 2 starts at 14,000 and the Pro like double. So if you're getting us that kind of like I won't say 100% experience for like 70 to 80% experience at the price of 4 to 5K, it's then a great job for these companies to launch for India specific crowd. So
yeah,
hats off.
It is it's a good start, I would say, in that particular direction of making cheaper and good earphones. So yeah,
yes.
it is a hell lot of a week for technological people to be ready for, because there is a lot that has been launched this particular week and rumored this particular week, and soon we will be looking forward to more of this in the next particular week. So
yes,
stay
yes.
tuned, guys. That's it from our side. Thank you.
Thank
you.
You
all.
Bye.
Thank you all.
Have a nice
Stay
day.
Stay safe.